This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so with that, Logan, let's get into it. This is an offense that really struggled, and now the narrative is like they're going the wrong way. How could this have happened? Is the cliff regression? All these different things are now in warp speed. And it was, you know, in fairness, like we kind of said, if this offense, okay, they struggled against Philly, they struggled against Pittsburgh, if they struggled against Dallas, then we have a conversation. Well, they struggled against Dallas, seemingly. What did the film tell us on just how significant that struggle was?
Yeah, I think this is where it's like really challenging to kind of like explain it to someone who doesn't watch a lot of football. And it's hard to explain it because it's so nuanced. You know what I mean? It's just like every three-play sequence kind of tells a story. And you understand kind of how hard it is watching this game to kind of stay on schedule with an offense. Because like this reminds me of a lot of games. I played in a lot of bad kind of offensive football games where you turn on the film and you're like, oh, you know, like the execution isn't that bad. This isn't that off. This isn't da da da. And you're like, this is like from a huge, high level, 1,000-foot view, fine. It's fine. But then the question then becomes is like, why aren't you scoring points? And I think that's the thing that is hard to kind of justify. Because when you look at it like a macro level, like the depth of the route, the positioning of the receivers, the spacing, the protection's pretty good most of the time. Like, you know, you kind of talk yourself into it being okay. The issue that you run into, I think, is that you understand, like, the margin for error is so incredibly small. So even if you take, like, the first drive, right? And this is just easy because it's, like, a nice microcosm of kind of some of the stuff we're talking about. The first play is just, like, a normal Wanda. It's a runaway from the tight end. They've got a little zone read on it. Jaden maybe could pull it, but I understand why he doesn't. The center gets knocked back into the running back, and it's a gain. It's a loss of two. Okay, so now it's second and 12, right? Then you run a they run like a blitz. They Cliff runs a what I would call a Skinner concept, so like double post.
Yep.
They don't quite get there. You know, they don't hit the second post. It's there. There's a little bit of pressure. Jaden is flushed to his right, and Terry's open on the post. So goodbye, Terry. Goodbye, the clear route, who's Noah Brown. Protection's a little bit lacking, but they do bring two to the back. That's a defensive win. You know what I mean? Like, that happens sometimes. You don't take a sack, you're on to the next one, right?
Right.
That's
and
the
just to pause real quick, yeah, where it's like, ahead. When people are like, oh, they got to get Terry the ball. They got to get the ball deep, you know, take more deep shots. Like, there is one that if you're watching on TV, you never know is a deep shot, both a target for Terry, because it never gets off because the defense calls a good play and there's pressure and it just looks like, what are they doing? Jaden's running around. He needs a better offensive line.
And so from there, it's like, do I hate the first run call? No, I like that we're giving Jaden an opportunity to kind of read it out, maybe make a play. And Wanda's been one of the most efficient runs for us this entire year, the Commanders this entire year. I love the play action pass shot, right? Do they bring two to the back? Yeah. is that something maybe you can like self-scout and kind of figure out? Sure. But I will say they did that one time, and then it didn't happen the rest of the game. They were able to kind of work the slide that way. They were able to cross-work the back. So they were able to adjust and kind of find different ways to do it. The next play is that is where Jaden checks. They're in kind of what looks like man coverage. He checks to that sprint option to the left, right, and gets a first down.
They get 16,
which is great, right? That's exactly what you want. But then the next one is a first and 10. And I remember in the post game show, this is why I hate doing post game shows. The next play they run is GT out of unbalance. And in the thing, I was like, why didn't they run enough GT? Here's the fourth play of the game, and they're running GT, right? The GT goes for 3 yards. That's good, right? Is it as efficient as it was early in the year? No, but it's still that like kind of an efficient run. Three. Would you like four? Yes, but you're at three. Could Jade maybe have pulled that one? Possibly, but I understand why he didn't. Right. So again, second and seven. You're in a jet sweep, actually, or what I would call truck. So you're going to get, the tight end's going to block down, the receiver's going to block down, the tackle's going to pull, and the running back is going to lead like a fullback, and they're going to hand the ball to Austin Ekeler on a sweep. The blocks on the front side of that get a little bit muddy. Like Bates gets a little bit bloody. Terry gets a little bit bloody. It gets strung out. It's a gain of zero. All of a sudden, you're in third and seven. This is exactly the problem with some of these offensive efficiency metrics. Like this is it laid out perfectly. First run is okay. Second run is a 0 yard gain. You're in third and seven, and they are probably going to heat you up. And I don't know exactly what to do. So they play single high man, right? And this is one where I think, gosh, it's tough. Because they get in a little bit of a bunch. They're working like a return route by number one. I forget who the receiver is, but like imagine we're running like a fake slant and return. Zach's going to run a corner, and then Noah's going to run a dig. So I actually think he makes a really good decision here. He's working to the bunch side. He's probably working the return route to start. It's covered up. Zach does a good job gaining leverage. He's a little bit accelerated with his feet because they're bringing in a five-man pressure. And the ball sails a little bit and he misses it. And that's it. You got to kick a field goal now. And like that to me is exactly what you're talking about. If you're not really locked in or the defensive gets a win, right, then you're out of this offensive efficiency thing. Those are plays like this third down, third and seven are probably plays that Jaden makes early in the year because he was so efficient earlier in the year. And I think that's something that is tough. Like, did anybody make – or were any of those calls bad? No. Was any of the execution bad? Maybe you could say on the jet sweep, maybe that could be better, right? And you, instead of being in second and seven, you're in second and four, second and three. Ideally, that's what you're looking for. But were any calls bad? No. Was any execution deliberately bad? Were any decisions bad? No. And so that's where, like, as an offensive coach, when you're in that meeting, I've been in meetings like this where the coach is like, hey, man, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. This is pretty good. But because you're just not efficient enough, you're kicking a field goal instead of scoring a touchdown. And that, to me, encapsulates kind of perfectly the problem that the offense is having.
Yeah, I guess that all makes sense. I guess I understand what you're saying, and I guess the counterpoint would be, well, okay, if that stuff is hard, again, on the third down to Ertz, right, you have the pressure call. Like, is there an easier call? Is there something else that you could call that it's obviously, in hindsight, the answer is yes, right? And it's pretty easy when you know what was going to happen. And we talked about this a little bit post-game where it was hard to get a beat on what Dallas was doing because at times the stuff that they were giving, like take what the defense gives you. Well, it's easier once you know what the play call is. It's easy on film to be like, oh, we should have called quick game there because they were in deeper coverages. And then on this play where they called cover two, like we should have attacked the middle of the field. Like it's easy to attack on paper. But when you don't know what they're going to do, that becomes a lot harder. The question, I guess, would be from a self-scout standpoint or a scouting standpoint of the other team, should they have had a better idea situationally of some of that stuff and come up with different calls? I don't know if that drives a great example because it does feel like they've got some good stuff. And if Jaden can just – like Ertz like bends that route in a way that Jaden's not expecting or the ball goes in a way. Like there's clearly miscommunication there.
That's the one thing I'd say. I'd say like that's if I was coaching Jaden, and again, I don't know the read per se, but I'd say like, you know that it's man, you know that guy's attached to the angle. So like you can throw this ball a little bit flatter and let Zach run basically like an out based on his leverage and based on how Zach likes to run it. And again, that's kind of one of the things Dan's talking about with practice reps. Like if you're not getting that rep full speed in practice and you don't get the different looks like where, hey, Zach beats the leverage or Zach's getting trail or Zach's right here, like then it's hard to kind of make that decision. And so I think that's something that, again, like, yeah, but can I be mad about it as an offensive coach? No, because people don't make plays. That happens all the time. And that's where I go back to that Jay Gruden-ism, the Jay Gruden analogy, where it's like sometimes you just got to make plays. And like literally like that's what this is. You know what I mean? Like that's what this moment in this game feels like to me. And again, we can talk more about it because I kind of want to go through every play, but we're not going to do that. But there are times where you're like, man, this is a good call. But like,
yeah.
Like for example, I remember there's like a play where there's three slants to the offensive right, and it's third and two. It's the first third and two of the game. And I think Jane does a good job. The plug player's pushing through to Zach. It's kind of a two. They kind of got him bracketed, and he throws the slant to Noah. And Noah's a little bit steep, coming a little bit high coming out of it. He needs to be a little bit flatter. And the ball's broken up. And so there's third and two, and you got a punt.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right.
You got a punt. And like, what's the issue there? I like the call. I like the read. We got to make the catch. And that's all it comes down to in that moment. And I think that's where, like, when we're talking about offensive efficiency on a down-to-down basis, those are the moments. And they seem so small. Like, on the first drive, like we just talked about, on the jet sweep, if Terry keeps his leverage on the crack, we got a shot for a four-yard gain. And that's the margin. Noah's got to come out a little bit flatter on this slant for a first down. And then we're rolling. Then we're in no huddle. Then we're doing the stuff that we want to do offensively and the ball's rolling. But we're not there. And we're punting. And that's the thing that is so frustrating is the call's good. The read's good. Execution could be a little bit better. And then there's plays where the call's not good and the execution saves it. But that's the nature of offense in the NFL. Everyone wants it to be Cliff's regression. Jaden's not as good. Like, everything Jaden did on that play that we just talked about, the slant, I think is right.
Yeah.
I think it's 100% right. And it's a good play by the DB, obviously by Dallas, but also, like, it can be helped by Noah coming a little bit flatter. And again, like, that goes back to the damn thing about practice. So when we're talking about these things, I know it's frustrating for fans. It's frustrating for me. It's frustrating for the team, I'm sure. But it's one moment, and then all of a sudden it's a completely different ball game, basically.